If you've ever seen a mother cat teaching its young to hunt, the way she takes a helpless mouse and rips it apart, well, I felt as though Mother was offering me the chance to learn how I could be just like her. All I had to do was lie, as she lied, and say, "Oh yes, Mother, you mentioned the subject to me many times." This would be my first step in becoming a yellow-eyed old woman myself one day, living in a gloomy room with my account books. I could no more take Mother's side than Hatsumomo's. I kept my eyes to the mats so I wouldn't have to see either of them, and said that I didn't remember. Hatsumomo's face was splotched red from anger. She got up and walked to the door, but Mother stopped her. "Sayuri will be my daughter in 1 week," she said. "Between now and then, you must learn how to treat her with respect. When you go downstairs, ask one of the maids to bring tea for Sayuri and me." Hatsumomo gave a little bow, and then she was gone.
"Mother," I said, "I'm very sorry to have been the cause of so much trouble. I'm sure Hatsumomo is quite wrong about any plans you may have made for Pumpkin, but may I ask, wouldn't it be possible to adopt both Pumpkin and me?"
"Oh, so you know something about business now, do you?" she replied. "You want to try telling me how to run the Okia?" A few minutes later, a maid arrived bearing a tray with a pot of tea and a cup. Not two cups, but only a single one. Mother didn't seem to care. I poured her cup full, and she drank from it, staring at me with her red-rimmed eyes.